Heights Academy. Let's call the Mountain Heights Academy Board of Directors meeting in order. We'll start at 9:04, or the time is 9:04 a.m. In attendance is Gavin.
Do you want me to read the list of who's present?
Please, because I'm on my phone.
Well, you're good. Board members in attendance, Gavin Hutchinson, Royce Kimmins, Quinn Sutton, and Wade Glather, and Carrie Malkovich asked to be excused for this meeting. Others in attendance include Dr. Delana Tonks, Kara Finley, and Kathy Hurst. And then just to note, this meeting is being held with an anchor location at the school. And then board members are meeting via Zoom.
Hey. First order of business is to approve the board minute meetings from September 10th. Has everyone had a chance to review those and see any corrections that need to be made?
I reviewed. I don't see any corrections. This is Wade.
Okay, seeing nothing, I'll accept a motion to approve the minutes.
So moved.
Do we have a second?
I second.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay. Next item is we're going to vote on Chromebook purchases. My understanding is that Dr. Tonks has been in contact with the school's IT provider or network administrator, and this is part of the purchase that we normally make, but we're just trying to make it sooner because of the backlog and the supply chain issues that they're having around Chromebooks. Is that correct?
Yes, that is accurate. We were concerned that we would not be able to get as many as we needed or in a timely manner if we didn't put the order in as quickly as we could.
And so my question, my understanding is, this was already kind of built into the budget. We typically do this in February or March, but we're just trying to move it ahead and so that we make sure we have it for next school year, correct?
That's correct. And the reason why we're asking for 700 is because the Chromebooks were set up to, they have an expiration date. They've become a little more disposable than the machines of past years. And so we need 700 to replace those that are expiring and a buffer so that we have enough for our additional students.
Okay. Does anyone have any questions or concerns? And, Carrie, I'm sorry, I can't, that is on my phone, that is so small, I can't even read what the dollar amount is. We're looking at what, $184,000?
Oh, wait, yes. Am I on the wrong page?
Yeah, the total's at the bottom. It's $184,100 for 700.
Including the management console fee, right? So.
Take correct.
The unit price and add it to the subtotal, then you get it.
So, $263 a Chromebook is a great price.
Can I just ask a very selfish question? In the exploration of different Chromebook type computers, what were the alternatives? I've not heard of, what other Chromebook-like things. What options are there out there? Tablets or tablets in a different category?
The tablets are in a different category. They're good for consumption, but not necessarily for production. And what we do is we have Eminent Technical Services. Our tech company goes through and they look at all of the various machines with our tech director. We've had Dell in the past. We've had HP. They have lower cost models. They're still more expensive than the Chromebooks. Long-term, the Chromebooks are the most cost-efficient and effective machines with the power that we need them to have so that the students can produce content and be able to interact and watch the videos that are provided to them. So they go through and look at all of the range of possibilities and get quotes from multiple vendors and then come back with the one that makes the most sense long-term.
And Chromebooks tend to be the industry standard now in schools.
Yeah, that I would is imagine. It seemed like the production side would be the major difference between a tablet. I just am, again, selfishly curious. I'm working on another project for literacy in Africa and looking at low cost books and just trying to understand better, you know, the different factors involved.
Yeah. The one interesting thing about the Chromebooks, they didn't used to have expiration dates. They also used to be about twice as much money, but the cost has come down. But even still, long-term, the Chromebooks are head and shoulders above anything that's out there.
Yeah, excellent. Thanks.
Yep.
Okay. Any other questions or concerns?
I have a quick question, not a concern at all, but Elena, is this all coming from one funding source or from different funding sources that you've written into the budget?
This is from one funding source written into the budget for our technology support throughout the year.
Okay. Then just from like the general K-12 funds?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
And that's just for your information. That's because we provide them for all students who want them. Some schools are need-based and they provide them only to the fee-waivered students or to, you know, economically disadvantaged. But we provide them to everybody who wants one, which is, I think we're at about 89% of our students do use a school Chromebook. They're filtered and we manage that and can control the content that students can access on them. And so the majority of the parents, once they see the difference between that and what they can do at their homes, they're more interested in having a school Chromebook.
Wonderful.
Other questions or concerns? Oh, comments?
Sorry. I was just going to move to approve the purchase.
Okay, so Quinn has moved to approve the purchase. We have a second.
I'll second.
Wade is second. Motion by Quinn, second by Wade. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Any opposed? None. Motion carries unanimously. I think that's it. Next board meeting will be an in-person meeting December 17th at 9:30. We can entertain a motion to close the meeting.
I feel bad. I enjoyed speaking with you guys. So it's like kind of sad to say, okay, see you, bye. But I guess I will move that we adjourn.
Okay, Quinn has moved to adjourn. All those in favor say aye. Aye.
Aye.
Aye.
The meeting was adjourned at 9:12 a.m. Thanks, everyone.
Thank you, everybody.
Bye, everyone.
You.